Feiter in Shas, Birim Bava Basnaf, Kuflam and Hey, picking up on Kuflam and Dalam Abbez, but a bomb at a page. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. Last words on the line. Iboy Luhu, we're kind of in the middle of a sugya. I should have finished this last. I'm sorry. But we set up that a person who says that he divorced his wife, Lima Freya, like past tense, we don't believe him. The question is, what happens as follows? Iboy Luhu, Amel Lima Freya, Mao Lehimune Lahaba. If a husband says that he divorced his wife, Lima Freya, in the past, what is the din in reference to believing him for the future? Meaning, Mi Palginan Dibure, do we split his words? Alo Palginan Dibure, or not? Do we split his words? And we say, in other words, that, okay, listen, we're not going to say from the time he's saying from the past. However, from here henceforth, they are divorced. Or maybe we don't, because since we can't accept the fact that he divorced in the past, then we're going to reject it entirely, and therefore he's not considered divorced at all. Rav Mari v'Rav Zvi v'Wid Chad Amar Palgina. One says we do split it, and therefore she's divorced from here on in. V'Chad Amar Lo Palgina, and therefore she's not divorced. Ma'ishtami d'Rava. In fact, the Gemara, well, hold on a second, why is this different from Rava? Dama Rava ish ploni ba'al ishto. If someone comes and says that there was a guy, ish ploni, this person, ba'al ishto, had a relationship this man had a relationship with my wife. Hu v'acher mitzar from Hargo. This person and another aide can come in and join together to kill this person. So, Lahargo, to have him killed, v'lo lahargo, but not to have her killed, right? Which proves that you can go ahead and you can split it. We know that a husband can't be an aide for his own wife, but he is being an aide for this other person that's being involved over there. So what do? We ignore the part of the wife's relationship there, when she doesn't get killed, and we use it to say that you are able to go and kill this guy. So we see we split it. So it's more, no, listen, betray gufe balgin, if it's two different bodies, two different people, okay, then we split. But if it's one body, right, then we don't go ahead and split it. Beep, turn the page. Kuf lamed hey. Ahu dahava kachashiv. No, shachiv. That's a kuf lamed hey. Right, so there's a story time. There was a person who was dying. This person's on his way out. Amrule, they asked him, Itse Laman, this wife to who? In other words, what is the deal with your Rebbetzin? Rishbam points out that what's the case we're talking about over here? V'hayil achin v'lo banin demuchzak liyabum. Right, he has brothers, but they didn't have any children. So now she'd be doing yibum. So Amalehu, he said to them, Chazya lekahana rabba. Says the Rashbam that Chazakana lab dafka elishim utaris lekol other mishavet she went to everyone ve'eno zekuka liyavim shizdav do yibum umihu lekahana asiris also be by coin the high de migo de baal shamer gerash she sees the neman mamdina and kedav farish vazel. Right, we're talking about over here. He's basically saying that I divorced her. The fact that he's saying such a statement is obviously she can't be with the coin, but meaning she doesn't have to do yibum. Amar Rava says my nechus. What exactly are we worried about over here? In other words, there's no problem over here. We're not worried even if they're abundant. She can go, she can marry somebody else. Right? Says Rishbam, L'may nichas Allah said l'shok. Ha, Amar Rav Chia Barabba, Amar Rav Yochanan Baal, Shamar Kirash, Yisish Dinam, and a man who says that he's divorced his wife is believed. That's Rav Yochanan Shito. Amar Le'a Baye, but Abaye says, V'haki also Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef from Rav Yochanan, when he came and he sent him Rav Yochanan, Baal Shamar Kirash, Yisish Dinam, but he's not believed. So how do you know which Rav Yochanan is the real Rav Yochanan? Well, the real Rav Yochanan, please stand up. And therefore, this is a case of suffix, and we shouldn't allow her to get married to the shuk unless she does chalitza. Amar legs, Rav says back, v'lav mi lo shaninhu. Didn't we already fix this situation? Kalam Afreya, that the one that he says that is not believed is talking about in past tense. V'kan labang, that was talking about from henceforth, meaning he's saying that he's getting that the divorce is happening at least right now. Says Gemara, says Bekabaye, v'ashinuye nekum v'lismoch. Can we go and rely on such an answer over here? Maybe it's not correct, maybe it's not a good answer. And therefore, right, we're back to the original question of which of Yochanan is. And we should make him do chalitza. Make him do chalitza. Amalei Rav v'Lerav Nosan Bar'ami Chushla. Says Rashbam, in other words, you're talking right. Chushla ka Abaye in a chenami. Abaye does have a good chashash here, a good worry over here. Te'asa l'shuk. She's also l'shuk. Mishum da'amalei el l'may nechush. Ka'amar hacha davadi kalamechur. So my hacha shaminin debal shamagrash yesishti eino neman. Right, we don't go to, we're not going to believe this fellow over here. So she would have to do chalitza. Another story. Story time. Who davel muchzak lan. We have a story about a person that it is muchzak to us. The less le'ache, that this guy doesn't have any brothers. Right, so that was the general assumption over here. He didn't have any brothers. But there was no raya, there's no edus that that's the case over here. But we do know that he didn't have any children. So, because in fact they have any brothers, that's why it would be mutter to go get married to the shuk, because there's no brothers over there, so no yibam. But at the time the guy is dying, he says, the less le'ache, when he says that, he said that he had no brothers. Now, the question is, what's the din over here? Can he get married? Or can she go to the shuk? I'm Rav Yosef. Well, my lichashla. What exactly are you worried about over here, right? Chada, the muchzak lan, the less leachin. One is that it was muchzak to us. So the general assumption is that he had no brothers over here, and that by itself is good enough. Amar b'shas misa lesli. He even said it as he was dying that he didn't have any. He didn't have any brothers, so it's straight up. Of course, it would be that that she should be going to the shuk. She's allowed to marry the shuk. I'll tell you why. You know why? Because Ha'amri, the shmuzin in the veld is the ike edim b'mirina sayam. People are saying no, there are edim that are found elsewhere. The yadi des leachi that know that taka he does have brothers. Says Rishbam b'nei ha'ir azos the ike edim. There's like a shmua that this is actually true, and there's edus. We have to wait. But hold on 1 second. Right now, these edim are not over. They're not here. So there's bam ve'in lanu ella ma sheinyanenu rose. All we have in front of us is our eyes. See, so lav haina drav chanina. Is this not similar to the case of where chanina says damer of chanina? So we had a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, who got kidnapped, throwback, to Ksuvas and Kiddushin, that Edom Besarastan says, oh yeah, there's Edom that are found up north, Bateasar, and you said that she should be Asar because of the fact that there were actually Edom over there. Right, Viteyasar. Now you want to say that she's also because of that? No way, right? So an Isser shouldn't be put out except for the fact that you actually have Edus right now, because that then that come over there in Ksuvas. It talks about the stories of Bante the Shmuel, Brate the Shmuel, anyway, Shmuel's daughters, that they said they got kidnapped by Goyim, but nothing happened with them, therefore it should be Mutter. And the general rule is that they're going to be Usser from Marga Koin because maybe they were taking advantage of. And Rav Chanina said that the daughter's going to be Mutter because they're the ones, Pesha Usser, Pesha Hitter, they're the ones who said they got kidnapped. Then we believe that's the only reason why we know that that happened in the first place. And therefore, they come out to themselves and say that they were fine. But then he was told, but there's Edus, maybe there's Edim that are found in another country that say they're Usser. And he says, I don't care. They're not here, so I don't care. Amalei Abai says back, hold on, how are you putting Rav Chanina over here? Hey, Kalnu b'shavuya, just from the fact that we are makel with a kidnapped woman, makel b'eishes ish, well, we should be makel when it comes to an eishes ish. Generally speaking, we're makel when it comes to a shavuya, to a girl that get kidnapped in certain areas, right? We're makel, but eishes ish, we're machmir, so of course not. So amalei rav l'rav nasam bar ami. So he said chushla. You know, Taka's a good point. Therefore, it should be choshish for this, and she can't get remarried until they figure out what the deal is, right? Until they figure out what's going on. Says Rishbam, Choshul Kabaye, Velotinase, Velo Chalitza. She can't marry without Chalitza, so she's kind of stuck until they figure out about the brothers. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah, what do we say? Right, the Mishnah started by saying, Omu ze beni neman, ze achi eno neman. He says, this is my brother, then we don't go and believe him, right? He says, this is my brother. There are other brothers, and the other brothers don't have to now give up any part of their Yerusha to this brother, but that person who says it, okay, you got to go give it to him. But we said that if this guy ends up dying and he leaves someone out, then they're going to be Yerushim. Says Gemara, V'idach Maika Amri. And what are the brothers saying? Ika Amri Achunahu. If they say, yeah, he's our brother, Amayita Limo Bechelko V'sulo. Why is this question, my brother, only taking from, you know, Bob, Bob and three brothers. And Bob says, oh, we have another brother, question mark. So now Bob has to give to question mark his own Yerusha, you have to share with him. The other brothers don't. So now we want to sort of figure out, Ikam Yerachunu, if the brothers are saying that he's Takar brother, then why does it say that the question mark takes with Bob, but doesn't get anything else, right? He should get like regular. Ella de Karmi Lavachinu. It must be saying he's not our brother. Am a safer, what's the rest of the next part of the Mishnah? Duffel and Chosimakamacher. If a question mark ends up dying and he has stuff that comes from some other place, Yushua Echavimbo, then all the other brothers are yours with him. Why should they? Harmi Le Lavachinu. They said he's not our brother. Everything tomorrow, Lot Sricha de Karmi in. Ain Anu Yodon, where they're saying, we don't know. We're in a case of suffix whether or not he's our brother or he's not a brother. Says Rishbam, Mehilkach lo shakel minayu midi. The question mark is not taking from them anything. The Amri Le, I see Raya. Go bring a Raya that you're a brother. Ushamei, seniors and so, they're going to be Yerushim, Mikoch Achehem Achai, because of Bab, Shemode Lehem, Shoso Suffolk Achehem Ahoya. The proof is that, saying that he's Taka, their brother. Amar Rava, Rava says, Zosameris, this teaches you that manali biyadcha, let's say, of A says to B, you owe me $100. Vehala Amar, and B says, and Yodea, I don't know if I owe you 100, then Pater is going to be Pater to having to pay. Like, even though this one is Bari and this one is Shema, he doesn't have to pay anything. And this is happening over here. From what we just said, from the din that the brother is saying, we don't know, they don't have to give to him, but they can get from him. Abaye Amar Abaye goes against that. Beep, turn the page. Kuflam and Hey Omer Beis. Liolam Emala Krile could say that a person who says, I don't know, Chayv is Chayv to pay. Vashaniach, but this case is different. The Kemana La'acher Biyad Chadami, because this is the Mishnah's case is similar to a case. It's like, let's say you have somebody says, you owe someone else a mana, right? In that case, everyone's going to be masking that if it's unclear, that he doesn't have to pay. So therefore, you don't have a raya over here. Next part of the Mishnah, Mace Yechzu Nechazam Komam, that if the question mark brother dies, then the property goes back to its place, meaning that when they split up the land, if the Arusha, and you have Bob and the three brothers and a question mark, and Bob says a brother, Bob has now split his Yerusha with a question mark. But now if question mark dies, that part of it goes back to Bob and not the other brothers. Boy, Rava. Rava Fraktikasha, Shavach Shavachun Nechasim, Ma'aleimau. What's going to be the date in reference to improvements that happened to the property on its own while it was in the question mark's possession? Are these inherited only by the brother, Bob, or by all of them? B'Shavach HaMagil Xifayim, in reference to the improvements that literally reach the shoulders, meaning produce, stuff that's ready to be taken. So over there, in that case, Loti Baalach, that's not a question. Because that's considered like stuff that fell to him from another place. And therefore, they're inherited by all the brothers. Kiti Baalach, what's the question? Stuff that didn't, quote-unquote, reach the shoulders, right? That intrinsically improved. Okay, go on. Dikla v'alim arav aska sirto. Let's say, for example, the question mark brother got a palm tree and it got very strong, or got land and it became more fertile. My, what's going to be the din over there, right? In this case, it happened on its own, and therefore, maybe it's considered an extension of the land itself, which is inherited only by the question mark brother over there. What's the din? Answer the Gemara. Teku. Good question. We got way too. Eliyahu Anahavi. Zok the Heilige next Mishnah. Mi Shemeis. Again, a guy dies. He croaks. Venim says, Daitiki Kshura al Yurecho. That is a will that's written on someone's deathbed. They found that there was tied to his thigh. So clearly it was written by him. We know the din is that if a person on his deathbed decides to go and give some sort of orders, that we go and believe him and we accept what he's saying over here. But over here, when the guy goes in, he goes out of his way to write it down, then that is not accepted. Only if he speaks it out. Because if he wanted it to work, he could have just spoken it out. So we find that there's a dietary show yirecho, and it's saying what to do with it. Arezu eno klum. This is nothing. It doesn't work. And even if it's some sort of change, over there, so we don't go ahead and we don't accept it. Rishbam says Shafilu im hichzik acher misa ba osa ashtar osa shenichtav aloham lo hamatana lo kani. The person who has written the matana for him is not kona. Dafagav the tzavsa shchiv meira kona lachemisa. Even though the tzava, the command, the words of the shchiv meira of the person on deathbed is kona lachemisa. Hanemi the kedisha lo titarv daitel of, so his mind shouldn't lose his mind and then deteriorate quickly and then die. Avakolcha shtar lo adif kitzava. So it's not as strong as the tzava of him speaking out. Shrei lo gomer like no. So it wasn't really this. It wasn't. Decided completely to grieve it over. Ela b'kabbalas hashtar ve'in shtar lach misas no shtar. After misas, it doesn't work. Zika ba l'acher. Let's say it was mezakeh stuff to somebody else besides the person that was written in there. Bein min hayorshim, bein she'in min hayorshim. Whether that designated person is from someone who was the yorshim or not, is going to get a dvarav kayam. That his words aren't mikuyam. Says Rashbam, va'af al gav de'in roi liyorsho kani. Even this is not a normal person who would be yorshim, it works. Kani la'achemisa below kinyan. The divrei shchimira kiksuvim kiksuvim damim. The words of the shchimira is as if they're written and they're given over. Tanarepa non ezehi daitiki. Like what is this daitiki that we're talking about over here? Kol shekasuv ba, it's anything that's written in it, dot tehe lemekam lios. Daitiki is, this shall be valid and enduring when I go and I die. Ve'ezi matana, what's considered a matana? Kol shekasuv ba mehayom ulachemisa. Any shtar that's written in it, that this is going to work from today and after I pass and after I die. Ella, me'ayom alachem misa, hu dahavya matana, me'achshav lo matana. It's only something that's going to work if he says from today and after death that it's a matana, but if he says from now, it's not a matana. Rabbi, hachkam, I know what this means to say. Ezi matanas bari shi kamada shchimera. What type of gift can you give by a healthy person that's similar to a person who's a shchimer in his deathbed? The lo kani alachem misa, it's not going to work until after misa. Kol shekasuv me'ayom alachem misa. Anyone who writes from today ulachem misa, because he writes from today, then he's given over at the second. If they alachem misa, then it's going to be after the fact. Okay, so we said that if it was found on his body and his thigh, that's going to be not good. And Yosef Rabba Bar Rav Huna Bachsandra Devi Rav Yosef Kamer Meshmed Rav Yochanan Shchibir Hashem Kisifu Tenu Mara Leplodi. If he goes a deathbed guy, he says write a shtar, right, and give that Kisvu, that you should write the shtar and uman utanu, and then deliver it amana to Ploni, to this person. Right, what he's trying to say is write a shtar that I am going to be giving a mana worth of my stuff to Ploni, and then give the stuff and the shtar to him umes, and then the guy died before it actually happened. In Kosovo Nosan, we don't go and do that. Shamalo garmen lachnosa el bishtar, because maybe he decided to give over this gift only through shtar. Vein shtar lachem misa, and there's no shtar after misa. Amalahu Rabbi Elazar is daharuba. Be very careful in keeping this law, says Rashbam, because Shekhen Halacha, that is the Halacha. Rav Shizvi, Amr Shizvi says, Rabbi Lazar Amar, it was Rabbi Lazar who said, Va'amar Luhu Rabbi Yochanan is Darubah, and it was Rabbi Yochanan who then said, be very careful to keep this Halacha. Amar Rav Dachmar Yisrael, Kavaseid Rav Shizvi Mistabra. The makes more sense to say that it happened like Rav Shizvi said, meaning that Rav Lazar said the Halacha, Rav Yochanan was the one who said, keep it. Why? Because yeah, Amar Bishlam Rabbi Lazar, like it makes sense to say it was Rabbi Lazar who said it. It's Rabbi Yochanan las hu de alei Rav Lazar, that it's necessary for Yochanan to go and to be made to Rabbi Lazar, who's his Talmud. What he's saying, Eli Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar. If you want to say Rabbi Yochanan who said this, then so then it's Rabbi Elazar lasude alei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. What do you need Rabbi Elazar to go ahead and to back up the words of Yochanan his Rebbe? Doesn't make any sense. Va'od Tashma Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Elazar said the Shalach Ravin Mishmed Rabbi Avo, that Ravin sent the Rabbi Avo have a Yodim Shalach Rabbi Elazar Lagola Mishum Rabbeinu. You should know Rabbi Elazar sent the following message to the Gola, to the diaspora, in the name of Rabbeinu, in the name of Rabbeinu, our teacher, says Rashbam, that is Rav, Shchimera, Sh'amar Kisvu, Tenu, Mar Leploni. If he goes, he says this, amazing, and he dies, Ein Kosvu, no, so you don't do it. Shema lo gama lachnos, ala b'shtar, ve'ein shtar lachar misa, Rabbi Yochan, Amar, Tibadik, Rabbi Yochan said that you should investigate this. Rabbi Yochan is not challenging Rabbi Lazar, because he agrees with it, but Rabbi Yochan is making a different point, which we're going to see. Right, so he says tibadik, right? Check it out. My tibadik. What does that mean? Just Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Dimi said that daitiki mevatelis daitiki. The first din was there's two different dinim here. One is that a one daitiki can be mevatel another daitiki. Right, let's say you have a shchemira. He wrote a will that gave his property to one person after he dies, and then he changed his mind, right? And he wrote a second one that he gave it to somebody else. The second will is going to be the one that we go with. That was one din. And the second one is that shchiv mirah sh'amu kisvu tenu mano plono. It says, right, then give this over to Ploni, umes, and then he died before it happened. Rowan, we have to check this out. E kimi yafes kocho. If he's speaking like he's giving over the koach, it'd be miyapa kocho, meaning when he said it should be written, he used a language which gave over that he wanted the document, you know, just to record that which he's saying over here and not to be a substitute for it. Then Kosa, then we attack it, really strengthening his the power here. Then Kosa, then we actually go and write it afterwards. Vim la, but if not, I thought he wrote, and he wanted it actually to be written, then Ein Kosa, and then we don't go out and write it. So Yochan said that we have to check it out. He means you have to figure out what it would check into, like what was the wording that he actually used. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to come against Rav Elazar's din that we don't write this shtar for a matana of a shchivmira after his death. Masav Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, Bari Shama Kisvu Tenu Mana LePloni. Let's say if a healthy person who says write a shtar and deliver the mana to Ploni, Omeis, and then he died before they actually did it. Ein Kosa Nosam. We don't go and do it. We don't write it and deliver it. Let's talk about someone who's healthy. Hashchimira, that implies Hashchimira, Kosa knows, and then we actually talk about, do such a thing, which this price goes against Rabbi Elazar. So as Gemara, who Mosev La, he brought this as a kasha, and he answered this kasha. He said the price, which would be mashma, that a document should be written by a Hashchimira, by Miyapav Kocho. That's talking about a case where he wants to be Miyapav Kocho. You just really wanted to strengthen his words, and it's really based off in his words. Hey, Chitam Miyapav Kocho. Now, what's the din? What's the situation that we assume that he's just being Miyapav Koach? Beep, turn the page. Kuflam and Vav. Kid the Amr of Chista. It's like Rav Chista said, "V'karnina minei mosif al matanta da." I see a person shchimri and he says, "And we affected." Let's say in the will, right? It says, "Pardon." If the daitki says, "And we the edim we made a kinyan from him, in addition to his orally speaking it out that he wanted to give this gift." Right, so then it's clear that this was in order to just be Yapakoach. So Achanami here too, Dama Af Ksovu Vechasomu Vehavale. If the one dying said, also write and sign a document and give it to him, then we assume that the shtar was intended only to enhance and not to actually create it. So now, Itmar, right, the Gemara is coming out that the din is, what would be the din of this shchimira who told that this document get ready? And from the language of his instruction, it's clear that he wanted to enhance it. Now, Itmar, I mean, that's what we said, that's the case. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha, kosho, no, so halacha is that we write and we give it over after he dies. V'chenev Rav Nachman, halacha, kosho, no, so in such a case, we do write it and we do give it even after he dies. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great day.